How do you build a high-performance team? That's the question that all leaders grapple with. The challenge in today's environment is that you're told to pull this off on a shoestring budget and that you have to exceed previous year's production. It's an impossible task. Here's how this show helps. Every week, we're going to feature executive and senior leaders from HR, IT, and sales, and they're going to share their best practices and playbooks so you can empower your managers to build great teams. We are Engaging Leadership, and now, here's the show. Thanks for joining us today on the HR Impact Show. This is your friendly neighborhood talent strategy nerd, Dr. Jim. I am recording live from HR Transform at the Wynn Resort in Las Vegas. And today I have Brittany Burton joining us. She is the VP of People at OrgShakers. Brittany, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Jim. Glad to be here.
Yeah, super excited to have you on. And I think one of the important things that we want to do to set the stage is have the audience learn a little bit more about you. So tell us a little bit about some of the work that you're doing.
Yeah, so OrgShakers is a human capital consultancy organization. We have a variety of folks on our team ranging from experts in org design to compensation. My area of expertise is usually found in fractional HR leadership, anywhere from an organization that's maybe founder-led and a team of one that needs to grow to massive organizations and the global corporations that you see that are either relocating to the U.S. or going through a merger acquisition or some type of rapid change. Long story short, I don't have an industry or sector that I am set to. I don't have a size that I'm set to. I'm most passionate about the projects that need rapid change or growth. And if you fit the bill and it feels like an alignment, that's where I love to be.
So I've noticed in your profile that you've spent a lot of time, or at least you're doing a lot of work with high growth organizations. So how did you get involved in that particular space in terms of the work that you do?
I'm an East Tennessee girl, born and raised, and I started in corporate HR. And mostly manufacturing in East Tennessee, and really had reached the pinnacle of aspirations in that area if I didn't want to relocate. And as luck and fortune would have it, the Tennessee Department of Economic Development found me and we aligned and would help to recruit industries to Tennessee. And through that, there was an organization, a Fortune 500, that was looking to relocate their operations. And I was selected to be the HR leader for that project and absolutely loved it. Found my wheelhouse. Startup organizations and building and growing and scaling is exactly what I should be doing. And again, someone reached out after that, another large Fortune 500 corporation that was looking to relocate a facility to Tennessee and said, hey, we want you to come do for us what you just did for them. And so I kept finding myself in that situation. And ultimately, I realized being a career employee and with an organization for 20 plus years is probably not my goal. I really enjoy the building, the scaling, the growing. And then once we hit a point where we can have status quo and just focus on continuous improvement, I get bored. So I transitioned to consulting where I can work in my zone of genius with clients and help get them to the point where we're comfortable with where we are, bring in a permanent team to really continuously improve and drive those efforts. And I can go on and help someone else.
One of the things that I like about your answer is that you put an emphasis on staying in your zone of genius. It's one of the things that I always talk about when I'm building teams on the revenue side of organizations. And I think that's really important. You and I see eye to eye on a lot of things in terms of what we like to do. You mentioned something that was pretty interesting, and that was when it gets to the continuous improvement and iterative improvement stuff where you're trying to improve by 0.01%, you get bored. That basically just describes me. My attention span is not cut out for that sort of stuff. It's just too boring. When I'm working with organizations, I love being in those organizations that are from zero to, let's say, 8 to 10 million, because that's the pace that fits my personality. Once it gets beyond that, there's just too much structure.
Yeah.
I want to run fast and break things. And I think you're in the same boat.
Yeah.
The main part of this conversation that we're going to focus in on is getting your people ready to lead. And I'd like your perspective from the lens of a high growth organization and specifically how you get folks who are in early stage organizations prepared to be leaders versus doers.
I think high growth organizations and your startups are prime ground for developing leaders who don't recognize yet that they either want to lead or will lead. And I think the foundational criteria is spending time to know your people and identifying those individual contributors that already show leadership potential and don't see it in themselves. So what type of opportunities can you give them? What stages can you give them to show that project they're working on? Can they have FaceTime with the CEO to walk them through the initiative rather than you walking it through for them? Giving them the showcase, giving them the experience, allowing them to be in situations where sometimes they're not exactly comfortable, but they are equipped with the tools, the knowledge that they need to really deliver, and building that confidence in them, talking to them and coaching them about their motivations, their interests, and really what drives them, and placing a focus on leadership that really is going to motivate them to grow in that capacity.
I really like the point that you made about cultivating people underneath you who might not even recognize their capability in themselves. Mm-hmm. One of the things that is interesting about a lot of high growth organizations is that when you look at the executive and leadership tiers, they've all had experience in previous organizations, oftentimes working with each other, and they often say, let's run this back and do it again. So when you're making the point of leaders have a responsibility of identifying those people who might not see in themselves the capacity to lead, that seems like it would be really difficult to do if you have an executive and leadership team who has experience working with each other, and if I'm understanding you correctly, your mandate to them is you have to seek out those people that are outside of your normal circle. So what can leaders do to be intentional about identifying those leaders or those future leaders that they've never worked with before? What are the steps that they should be taking to identify those folks in their organization that maybe are even out of the leader's comfort zone on who they would typically identify for that next step up?
It's such a powerful question there. And I see two ways to unpack that. The first is, I think as an HR leader of an organization, we are the stewards of driving innovation through looking at talent and the potential skills that they have to bring to the table when we grow them as a leader. We're only as good as the fresh perspectives and the new ideas that come our way, and we're not going to get that if it's the same teams building over and over. In order to be able to drive this better or do it more efficiently or see the bigger picture or be innovative, we've got to have fresh brains at the table. So who do we know? What is the right skill set? What is the leadership qualities? What is the qualities just in general that we're looking for? And going and finding that talent and then building that talent. I think the second part to your point, Dr. Jim, is what does a leader do to be able to cultivate that? How do they grow someone, especially if they're not quite comfortable? I think it's partnering with your HR leader. Understand what trainings do we have? What are the competencies we're needing this person to develop in? And how do we build a program? How do we build opportunities to really grow and leverage that skill set? So if it is more scientific and data related, it is probably down in educational, like true typical training. If it is more leadership and we need them to own or we need their visionary ability to really grow this, it's working with that person to understand what they need, what makes them thrive best. Is it fewer meetings and more time to brainstorm? Is it putting them at a table where they can do that? So I think it's understanding really what are the competencies, working with your people partner to develop that type of training. And there's no one size fits all approach, which is very standard in the old ways of working. We're not going to put people necessarily on a path that in a rapidly scaling startup, there's not career progression and career path. We don't spend time to do that because the organization's always adaptive. So it's really individual based.
No, that's real good stuff. And I think one of the things that I take away from what you just mentioned is that leaders need to be intentional about not falling into groupthink. And the other element that I took from what you mentioned is you have to be zeroed in on what's the problem that you're trying to solve. And any good leader knows that there's more than one way to solve a particular problem. So why should you be looking at your talent pool with that one size fits all, or this is the one way that we're going to solve this mindset? Because there's a lot of different paths, some of them that you might not even be aware of that you can take to solve the problem better or bring in new perspectives into it. So great stuff, Brittany. Appreciate you hanging out with us. If people want to continue this conversation, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Yeah, so they can find me through orgshakers.com, Brittany@orgshakers.com. And I'm also a founding partner of Startup Stage, which is an organization primed to showcase startups. And so you can also find me there. brittany@startupstage.app.
Awesome stuff. Thanks for hanging out with us, Brittany. When I think about this quick conversation that we had, there's a couple of things that I think are worth mentioning and highlighting for folks that are going to be listening to this conversation. One, as a startup leader, you really need to be intentional about your talent strategy with a focus on understanding what's the problem that you're trying to solve. When you take that mindset, that opens up your talent pool in a lot of interesting ways where you might be broadening out your capabilities or broadening out the access to people to bring into the organization to solve that particular problem. The other thing that comes to mind is that if you're in a high growth organization and your priority is innovation and acceleration, you can't do the same thing over and over again and expect it to yield results for you, because what worked last year is likely shifted so much that it's not going to work this year. So it's imperative that you take a proactive view of your talent strategy to make sure that you're growing at the pace that you expect to grow as an executive and as a leader. So for those of you who have been listening to the conversation, hope you liked it. Leave us a review. If you haven't already done so, make sure you join the HR Impact community. You can find that at www.engagerocket.co/HR Impact, and then tune in for another episode coming soon where we feature another great leader sharing with us the game-changing insights that they've experienced that helped them build a high-performing team. Thanks for listening to this episode of Engaging Leadership. We hope you liked the conversation. Don't forget to continue supporting us by joining the HR Impact community. You can find our community at www.engagerocket.co/HR Impact. Tune in next time where we'll have another leader joining us and sharing with us the game-changing insights that help them build high-performing teams.